Ready?
I'm good to go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6 o'clock on Monday, October 19th, and this is the Town of Curry Beach regular council meeting. We're going to start with the invocation by Commissioner Ellen and then lead into the Pledge of Allegiance. John, please.
Please join me in prayer. Lord, we come to you today asking for your guidance, your wisdom, and your support as we convene this council meeting. Help us to engage in meaningful discussion. Allow us to grow closer as a group and nurture the bonds of community. Fill us with your grace as we make decisions that will affect the residents of Curry Beach. Continue to remind us that all that we do here today, all that we accomplish, should be for the good of the entire Curry Beach community. Amen.
Amen. Please rise. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all. Okay, we will move now to the approval of the consent agenda. Do I have any recommendations for changes to the consent agenda?
Mr. Mayor, let's pull item 3.6 off. We need to make an adjustment on the approval of the bike care committee to attend the bike walk transportation summit. Let's just pull it off and we'll put it to new business.
Okay. Any other recommendations for the consent agenda? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion we approve as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Moving on to the adoption of the regular agenda. Any modifications to the regular agenda?
Just a motion to add to new business 9.2 as Commissioner Allen requested.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. So amended. We'll move now to the public comment. Do you have any public comments, Mandy? Anybody on the phone?
I don't have any emails, and we have 5 people on.
Anybody on the phone for a public comment?
Star 6 to unmute yourself if you have a comment.
Well, it would appear we have none. Therefore, we're going to move into committee business. First would be Community Center Committee. They are not meeting until the end of the year, January 1st. Okay. Marketing Committee, any inputs from marketing?
Well, as their liaison, we have not met since April, so there's no update.
Okay, John. Shoreline Access and Beach Protection. Dennis on the line? Moving on. Planning and Zoning Commission. I have a letter here from Craig Galbraith, the chairman of the commission, that he would not be able to attend this evening. He did provide some comments on the public hearing item relative to the encroachment on some of our properties. John, you have anything for Planning and Zoning?
No,
sir. All right. Historical Preservation Commission. Anything there? Craig would usually represent that, but he can't make it. Do you have anything on that?
I don't believe they had any updates on that.
All right.
What do we call the person?
April consultant.
The consultant, yeah, is doing the work that we budgeted last meeting. So.
Okay, we had a discussion about whether they should be coming here or whether they should not be coming
here. She showed
up,
yeah. She was actually vacationing in Oak Island. She should have been here, but we'll bring that up. She should have been vacationing here. She was vacationing in Oak Island, but she did drive up here one day and spend the day with Craig. So
okay. All right, so they did make the visit, and there was no additional cost associated with that evidently.
Worked out well.
Good. Bike Pedestrian Advisory Committee. Do you have anything to say, Mo?
Well, I brought Cindy Mayer here today, so you could meet her. She'll be our new committee member, and she lives on C Lane. And we're just kicking butt. We're having great meetings and good presentations, and I think we'll talk about something in new business.
Nice to meet you, Cindy. Welcome.
Thanks.
That's an important committee. They're all important, but this one has a lot of steam going for it right now. Land Use Plan Committee.
We had our first meeting. We had it in person. Some people called in. We went over the topics that we had discussed or had set up to discuss. And we're also going to pull planning and zoning in at this point because the land use plan will kind of feed up with P&Z. So we're going to bring them in. We are going to plan on January having perhaps a public discussion. I don't know if it'll be a public hearing, but to try to get input and start moving everything forward. Attorney Eldridge, do you have anything to add?
No, sir.
Okay. So right now, nothing specific?
No.
All right. Stormwater Committee.
Yes, so we met as well, partially in person and partially online with the new meeting requirements. The Stormwater Committee is working on getting all the requirements for our audit from last December in order for the state. We've submitted the plan to the state, and we're waiting for the state to approve it to make sure we're on track, but it's going well. We're getting all the data on all the sub-permittees in town, and that's going well. So we'll probably present either in December or probably the January meeting. All the permit information, just so council's aware of what that information is.
Okay. As we move forward here, Beth, I would like to add 6.9, start adding the parking committee. I'm going to give a brief update later on under old business, but we could start to put it here. Okay, that takes us through committee business. Department head business. First of all, administration. Mandy.
Hi. So, basically in your agenda packet, I've enclosed a memo regarding employee appreciation this year. Because of COVID and social distancing and trying to accommodate all of the rules and regulations that go with that, I have requested of council, and I have spoken to the department heads to make sure it would work, but I'm requesting of council that you guys allow me to move employee appreciation into the spring, and we'll do an outdoor cookout to kick off the season and kind of incorporate maybe some wellness and things like that to go with it, just throwing out some ideas. But so what I'd like to do this year is, because it is unplanned, I would like to give the employees the day off the day before Thanksgiving, which is our usual day of employee appreciation, because I feel like a lot of them depend on that afternoon to travel or to start preparing to spend time with their families on the next day. And I don't know that, I mean, we can't accommodate everyone being off on that day if we don't close. So I'm requesting town council to close for the day.
Any discussion, gentlemen? I personally like that idea. I like the spring item as well. It seems difficult to make people come in the day before that holiday when some of them wish to be traveling with family. So, any comments?
Good idea. Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion that we accept the recommendation of the town clerk for employee appreciation.
Second.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mandy.
And the next thing is, I was just going to give you an update on the parking ticket appeal letters that we sent out. 25 of the 90 have opted to pay, and we have paid, or they have paid. So Ben's been working with the attorney, and he is going to come down here and hold
the appeals for about 3 days in a row, depending on, we got to run this through the 31st, so after the 31st we'll schedule when he's going to come, but we're going to go ahead and start hearing the appeals towards the end of November, beginning of December, to try to go ahead and get it taken care of, because we're getting a lot of inquiry about when we're going to do it, and we're just going to social distance and allow only a certain amount in at the same time, so we kind of have a process in place that we'll have, you know, we'll call them, they can wait in their cars, so we'll tidy up that process and let everybody know what the procedures are. But that's where we are. So 25 out of 90 so far have paid.
Okay. That's pretty good action, actually.
Yeah. That's all I have.
And can you, when you, as you schedule that, please let me know early, because I did promise the police chief that I would attend with him.
Okay. We'll let you know as soon as we have days.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks. Building Inspection Department?
I have nothing, sir.
Okay. Did see we had a couple new builds, John. That's good.
Yes, sir.
Also saw we had a series of violations, one of which we're going to talk about later on under new business. Finance Department, Arlen.
I just have one quick thing there was finally a major declaration for Hurricane Isaias, so the applicant briefing, which is kind of kicks off the whole process. One of them is tomorrow, which we will attend that one and get the ball rolling on getting all of our information submitted for potential reimbursement.
Arlen, do you need any commissioners for that meeting, or is that strictly financial?
Yeah, it's more like an administrative type
okay.
meeting. So, you're glad to sit in. It's a Zoom meeting, but...
I've already done one. That was plenty.
You've got everything you need from the department heads already, correct?
For the most part. There's going to be some follow-up with that, but we're in a pretty good position at this point, so we should be able to move fairly quickly.
Good. Good work on all of the department heads and finance for keeping this data rolling from the beginning, so we will not be starting from scratch like some of them. So, nice job.
And
anything else, Arlen?
A quick update, too, on our... the customer portal for water and sewer services, we're getting very close that's going to be ready for rollout. We have it in, kind of had an overview of the system last week, and the next step that I'm going to do is actually to give the link to all of council that you can go in and set up your own account to see your information to get any feedback that you may have. But we're very close, so that we'll, within the next, hopefully, month, be able to start that process.
Okay, that will allow people to see their own water usage day, by hour.
It really is. It's great. It gives a lot of good information. It gives a lot of information about potential leaks and how to deal with them. And it'll be very beneficial, not only for residents, but also for us here with some of the information that's provided.
Yeah. That'll be good. Should cut staff and commissioner time involved in those inquiries.
Hopefully.
Thank you, Arlen. Fire Department Chief Kennedy.
Thank you, Council. I just briefly wanted to update you on our smoke detector program. So far this month, we've given out 72 smoke detectors, and staff has installed them in 18 separate residences throughout the month. So it was clear that there was a need for it. We just want to remind everyone that's listening that it's a year-round program. It's not just the month of October. 365 days a year, you can come to the fire station and get a smoke detector, or just contact us and we can come out and install them for you.
Have you had many requests?
Excuse me, sir?
Have you had many requests?
Yes, sir. We've actually fulfilled all of them with the exception of one. We've created the calendar so that, like I said, staff can go out and either set out smoke detectors for people to pick up at the front door due to COVID, or set up a time where we can actually go out and physically go to these houses and install them for them. And of course, we take COVID precautions as well, make sure everyone's safe.
I also wanted to mention, Chief, that I noticed we had 16 mutual aid calls with Carolina Beach. Thank you for being a good neighbor. And I saw we had 9 water and watercraft rescues. That's pretty many for this time of year, I think.
The water rescues are pretty common for this time during shoulder season. It might actually be slightly low just due to the ocean conditions. We, of course, you know, this is normally the time we may get some hurricane swells. It's been fairly nice with the exception of a few days, which of course you've seen. That's when we've gotten the ocean rescues. And I will say this, our staff has done a great job of handling those. Most of them have been pretty extensive ocean rescues. We had one, I think, that our rescuers were in the water for 24 minutes total. So it's been an interesting off season, but that's what we expect and it's what we train for.
I do want to make a comment right now, and that is that the team did a great job on the water rescues all year, but I also want to let the people know that Commissioner Hegler had another save this last month, so that's pretty impressive to me. So,
good team.
Thank you.
Thanks for your help, sir. Yeah.
He said you swam past them.
That's right.
That
get
okay.
Someone further out.
He was more strategic.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice job. Police Department, Chief Bowden.
Good afternoon. Just want to let you know real quick that we were awarded the Ballistic Vest Grant again this year. It covers about 75% of five vests. So out of about $4,500, we only had to spend about $3,400. And we also were awarded a grant through the state for about $23,500 for radios, which will purchase five radios for us this year as well. So.
Good. Every grant dollar helps. Any comments for the chief? Thank you, Chief Bowden. Public Works Department, is Jimmy on the line? Hello, Jimmy.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I apologize for not being there this afternoon. I had a home project this afternoon I had to get taken care of. A couple more things. As you know, we had 4th Avenue cameras a month ago. I'm still waiting on the results for that. I will have information on that from the November meeting. Other than that, I feel like I'm the right next for this council meeting. Any questions you guys want to ask me?
So everyone understood what you're talking about 4th Avenue. So we had the cave in at 4th and G, on which we repaired. We noted from that we needed to check that line. So Jimmy and the team have been cameraing that entire sewer line down 4th Avenue. It's in the middle of the road to determine if we have other issues that we need to address. Once we have those, he'll be coming back with a budget impacting request for repairs. So he'll work with our owner and bring that to council. That's what he's talking about there. It could be fairly significant according to what we find. So we just have to see. Well,
let's hope we're lucky.
Well, sooner or later, you got to replace pipes.
Yeah.
They're pretty old, so that's where we are.
And also, David, we have the asphalt company coming in tomorrow, and going to do a lot of repairs. We've had things come down. We're going to do a lot of repairs, hopefully by the end of this week.
So, Mandy, that'll be work on the beach, if you guys get called. It's the outfalls on the beach for the storm. Thanks, Jimmy.
Any other? Anything else, Jimmy?
No, that's it. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy. Enjoy your evening. Recreation Department, Nikki.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. We've had two special event permit requests come in since the last meeting. The first one is a film permit request from P-Town Production, LLC. And David and Kale are here as well in the audience to answer any questions that you guys may have. But I hope you've had a chance to review the request in the packet. The proposed, it requires council input because there's road closures. beach access, boardwalk, and parking closures, and you guys have the authority to issue those. So they propose film date Wednesday, November 4th, but with rain dates of November 6th, 9th, or the 10th. And it's along Atlantic Avenue at private property, but it would require a closure of Atlantic between L and M and Avenue. And as well as the boardwalk of that same section of boardwalk, and the beach accesses between those two areas, and then the parking that is included in the map. So they've been very easy to work with, very responsive to any questions so far. We've also discussed it with Public Works, police, fire, and building inspections, and no major concerns. Like, we'll still work out the logistics as we get closer, but I guess we're requesting council approval.
I did have one question. I don't know if you're willing to share the name of the film.
It's a television show called Hightown. It's season 2 on the Starz Network. It's a crime drama that takes place in Cape Cod. So the first season they filmed in Long Island. And while normally some films will, our TV shows will have here, will leave, or broken hearted, this one chose to come here, so we're all happy to work on it.
Okay. The reason I ask is, want to make sure it's an up and up, you know, film. So that's and since it wasn't, you know, it wasn't mentioned, so that's good. So I really don't have any questions. I thought the memo was pretty specific. Any questions from council?
I've had one, Mayor. As far as notifying the homeowners along there, a lot of them use those homes as rental properties, and they have expressed concerns when we've had other events before about the renters getting in and out and that type of thing. So we just need to be very diligent with the ones that their tenants or even their access to their property will be blocked off. So that's my only concern. I'm glad you're here and glad you're doing it. But I think we've got to be very careful that we do talk to the homeowners a lot.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, Nikki, did you prepare those maps, or did they prepare these maps?
They provided the maps.
Well, if you guys have put that kind of detail in every scene, you're going to have quite a movie. Any other questions?
So, do we notify the residents that live along there so they can move their car the night before?
Well, if they need to get in or out or access their property, they will be granted access. So they can still get in and out if needed. Off-duty officers and sheriff's deputies working at helping with traffic control. And as well as an emergency call, if there was a call, then the emergency vehicles would be granted access, of course.
Thank you.
Sure.
David, did you have one?
Yeah. I was just going to ask him how are you going to signage so that people don't walk through your chute for the beach accesses? Because that's what's going to happen. But I think she answered it with the off-duty officers, maybe.
Yeah, and probably the orange fencing that Public Works has will just block off at the beach side of the access and put a sign on it that says, temporarily closed.
So. Okay.
And I have actually seen the shooting downtown in Wilmington where they stop people on the street when ready to have action. So not constantly, but just when you're ready to shoot. So, yeah. Okay.
Make a motion we approve as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? You have your approval, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we actually have a second item that came in. It is for a tennis and pickleball tournament at Joey's Park called the Hagler Open in honor of Harold, and the proceeds from that would benefit the fire department. And I believe that the event in actuality is going to be much smaller than what he initially proposed, so it's on paper, but Ed spoke with Nick today, and they are providing everything on the list that has been asked of them. So the certificate of insurance, the health department permit for the food, restrooms, hand sanitizing stations, bottled water instead of a water fountain, as well as abiding by the state regulations for sports events. So it really is coming before council because we're under a state of emergency, mm-hmm. and I would like you to sign off on that
They were actually going to have food too, I believe. Are they going to have a food truck, or are they
going
to?
The fire department is cooking food and then serving it, so that's why they got the health department permit through their 501c3.
Okay. Chief Hagler did play a lot of tennis. He was quite an avid tennis player, so I can understand this. Any questions?
No questions. Yes, no questions, but just before we vote, because this is for the volunteer fire department, I would request that we waive the fee that we would charge typically in this process. That requires council approval.
How much is it?
$150.
So I make a motion we approve and waive the fee permit for this event for fundraising for the fire department.
Have a motion?
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Have your approvals.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nikki. Well planned. Moving into old business. LDSI, the update.
Yep, so just the update. So we did get the grant application in, thanks to the town clerk for
the letter of intent,
which is the first part of the process. That's for the beach outfalls. So when we looked at the timing, MASU would have had to sign off for anything we were going to do behind Settlers Lane. And since we haven't been able to get them to sign off so far, we got under the gun, so LDSI worked with us for the letter of intent for the beach outfalls. So to convert the beach outfalls to, like we have now, infiltration traps, basically, north of the pier. We had that in. Looking through the grant process for this one, I don't feel very confident that we have a strong case, but we'll continue to work on it. And I would like to call out the town clerk. The state's application website had multiple problems, and Mandy worked through the processes to get us an extension, and I think there were like 50 other towns that were on the extensions as well, and then to get us finally in 3 days late, but because we worked the process, we got in. So that might help us actually if some people weren't as dedicated, so we'll see how it plays out. That's the only update I have.
Okay. Good job, Andy, on getting us in time. I know you worked quite a bit on that. The resident text amendment application received for proposed text amendment to 15.36.010, control of yard setbacks. Now, we had a public meeting on that this afternoon. We cannot take an action on that for a minimum of 24 hours. We can, however, have any discussion that the council would like to have on it. The comment that I would make is that every department head has taken a look at this. There seems to be no support from the department head, no support from P&Z, and I really can't see having children activities next to the road. That just doesn't make safety sense to me. I don't know if anybody has any comments. We're certainly going to wait until we hear from the public.
So I make a motion. We just put this on old business for the November meeting.
Can we have a special meeting right after our emergency meeting and handle it Thursday?
We could, but since we're... There's no rush, so I would just recommend we... Not cobble up to an emergency meeting and put it on. Well, that's my motion.
John, are you waiting on a final decision on this before you move forward?
Yes, sir.
Let's go ahead and do it Thursday.
Oh, what? I didn't know there was something we had to move forward on, so I apologize, John. School meeting.
This is a code enforcement violation, and I'm agreeing to stay enforcement until this decision is made.
Okay. So the issue is still there? I thought it had been moved.
Was moved, but... Was there a citation associated
with
it?
That's the reason there were two participants. There were two different locations we were dealing with.
I'll
make a motion if we have maybe correct me if I'm saying something wrong, but we'll have a special meeting. Make a motion to have a special meeting Thursday immediately following, or especially the emergency meeting to for this matter. Okay.
I'll second that.
Any discussion on that point? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so be it. Proposed text amendment 13.10.010, duty of town with regard to street names.
Thank you, Mayor.
Attorney Eldridge.
I'll take that, Mayor and Board, or Council. Pursuant to your instructions last month, I drafted the proposed text amendments, which in totality are on the screen right now. You recall that we're going to endow the council with exclusive and discretionary authority. That's at the top. And with respect to someone from the public requesting to rename an existing street, we've got the petition that needs to be signed by 66% of the owners of all parcels of land abutting the subject street. The request shall include a proposed new name. If the petitions are insufficient in that respect, they'll not be considered by you all. Notice of the meeting date when this item appears on an agenda will be provided via certified mail through the Building Inspections Department, not less than 10 or more than 25 days before the day of the meeting itself. Pretty simple, exactly what you all directed, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that you might have. Let me also just mention one thing while I'm remembering you. Mandy, can we go to that last one there? The policy. Again, we had inconsistent with the code provisions, which we are proposing striking and simply referring the reader of that policy to Chapter 14 for new streets and Chapter 13.10.010 for existing streets. So that's the corresponding text amendments to the policy. And if you all have any questions, I'll be glad to address them.
Attorney Eldridge, when we use the phrase signed by 66%, that's interpreted to mean at least 66.
Yes, I can include that. That's a good catch. Deb, you can make that change, right?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to insert after the percentage figure signed by at least. We're going to insert at least before the number there. Good catch. Thank you.
Okay. I think you eliminated quite a bit of confusion.
Well,
good job. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, we have the proposed text amendment.
Make a motion we approve the proposed amendment to 13.10.010 and the change to policy 4.03.G as presented.
Second.
With the change.
Second.
Any further discussion on the point? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you, Councilor.
Thank you, Councilor.
Request Council permission to ask staff to communicate that to the citizen that brought this issue up on the street.
Yes.
I'll work with you to get their address if you don't have it. So they understand the requirement.
Right. Okay, moving into the parking update. We sent the proposal out to 9 firms that had requested or had demonstrated an interest. After that period of time, approximately 1 week later, we had another firm that requested to bid, and we have included that to the bid list. We now have 10. We did set up a question site. Actually, to date, there's only been one question. And that was to provide detail on the location of the 622 spaces. However, those spaces you can, by using Google Earth, get a good idea of where they are, but we did provide that information and we provided it to all of the bidders. Therefore, we expect a response at the end of the month, at which point in time we will review the responses and look for additions to the parking committee as we go forward to go with the evaluations. So that's where we are, two more weeks before we actually get feedback. Any questions on where parking is? Must be a pretty good proposal we put out there, Joe, because there ain't a lot of questions.
Not a lot of questions.
Okay, moving on to new business. Garbage at rental properties throughout town. This month, we have had 24 violations on putting garbage cans away. That has nothing to say about the number of violations we have had about people who have piled materials, waste, garbage alongside of their garbage bins. And I would like to open up discussion or just get the thoughts from council, because we seem to have some excessive piled garbage. It seems to be a lot of the rental properties. And given that we pride ourselves on the cleanliness of this town, I don't think it's something that we wish to stand, but we do wish to be fair and figure out a way to come to a resolution with this. Any comments? John?
This constant battle every summer. Years ago, we changed trash pickup to Fort Fisher Boulevard on Monday. That really helped things out a lot. Since then, the rentals on Fort Fisher Boulevard probably doubled. Not to mention capacity is greater also. So, I mean, this is a moving target that we're always chasing every single week. Beth's done a great job so far with tackling it. We've seen some results. But bottom line, you know, when your renters are switching out every Saturday or every Sunday, first thing they're going to do is roll the garbage out after the cleaning people come. The next group of renters come in, and the garbage sits out there all week long, waiting on the garbage truck to pick it up. That's not our problem. That's the property owner's problem, and that's pretty much where we're taking this fight as we move forward in the next season. I'm open to any kind of ideas that you guys would have to help enforcement. I'll walk you through pretty much what we do first. We notice a violation, we're taking pictures and we're putting violation stickers on the trash cans. Violation stickers are orange. They have ordinance numbers on it and the phone number to get in contact with us. Believe it or not, a lot of people do call and say, what's the problem? And so that's worked out pretty well so far. After that, we notice that the following week, so another violation, another picture is taken, this date stamp, and we're starting to issue notice of violations. If it happens again after that, it's basically a $50 fine per day per violation.
So you get three tries before you're fined.
A violation is a trash can sitting beside the road on a day other than your collection day, an extra bag of trash sitting beside the trash can, or that's pretty much it. Not where they're supposed to be or overflowing, both. So that's what we got. I've asked the town attorney about a couple of different alternatives just because, property owners, these are investment properties for the property owners. So I hate to say this, but I don't believe they really care how things look as long as they're getting their check every week. And those are some of the issues that we've ran into over the years. So one of the alternatives that I've thought of, that I talked to the town attorney about, was after so many violations, taking the trash cans. I don't know if that's legal or not, but that's just one thing that seems to me would bring about corrective measures very quickly.
What do you think a sliding scale would help? So the third and fourth violations, an escalating scale? Because right now, I don't think we have that, correct? I'm not sure, but
we have that as a policy in the department.
Why are we giving them three tries? Let's make it two.
I'm trying to work with people to
Yeah, I think three. Three's fine.
We've been too nice and too long.
Yeah, but the bad properties he brought up early on. It's only 3 weeks into the season, and then they're in. Some of our citizens.
We're gonna hit them. Let's hit them.
Yeah, but
this year's been a little different. Part of that was because some of our collection days were screwed up. But I don't know if it's the shoulder season or what it is. There has been a lot more violations than normal this far at the.
Well, people are not able to eat. A lot more people are eating in their residence, and there's a lot more trash. We can see in Public Works numbers that there's just, the tonnage is up because people are not eating in the restaurants, as you know, the takeout. So the takeout issue, I think, is part of the problem. And a lot of people are packing into the houses, too, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, Public Works appreciates all the building inspection departments doing on this issue because they're the ones that deal with it, right? So they go out and pick up the 3 extra bags, and then people call Public Works about the problems, probably as much as they call John's office. So we're definitely supportive of anything we do to help the building inspector on this one, for sure.
So the remedies that we have, John, though, is we offer them to buy extra cans.
Right.
I know they pay for the extra cans. Whether they use them or not, they're going to have to pay the pickup fee because they can use them. And the other one is the third violation is a penalty, $50 a day.
$50 per day civil citation. We do have one other remedy that several property owners can take advantage of, and that's to pay the commercial rate for garbage pickup and then have the commercial days they'll pick up. How many of those do we have, Beth? Do you remember?
About maybe 10, 8 or 10.
10 property owners.
Took the commercials. What is that, a daily pickup? I should know, I guess, but I don't.
They can sign up for a Saturday or a Sunday or both. The rental months.
It still doesn't put them away.
No.
Right. So that problem is still
there. It just
there.
Gets some extra pickups.
Yeah.
So. And it's cheaper than the fine, probably. That's probably the ones that did it probably got fined a couple of times and then did the math. And we'd rather pick them up more than fine them, I think, because the citizens don't want to see trash cans out or trash blowing around. So
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah. So Public Works is certainly fine. With that process, if people convert over to it, it should help them a bit.
Well, we probably need the realtor companies to make sure that their client cans are getting in when they're supposed to be in and not sit on the street. And we need the owners to buy the extra cans or go to the fines.
We've been real estate agencies and property owners from several properties. This is nothing new. It's the same battle every year.
There's no way we can find the realty companies?
Sorry, sir.
There's no way we could legally find the realty companies?
I'm not sure that's a question.
I've got a couple of comments.
Cool.
It's my turn.
I'm anxious to hear them, Counselor.
Yeah, let's hear the comments.
I agree with John that several points, a little bit random here at the beginning so I can work up to what I want to say. Got to be the statutes and probably your code give the town authority. Let me start over again. It would not be difficult to characterize these things as a nuisance. That's the first point. Second point, you have statutory authority to summarily abate a nuisance. However, you've also got a United States Supreme Court case that from a while back that says going on to somebody's property without their consent to do something to that property amounts to an unlawful search and seizure. So the conservative approach, this is what I'm working up to, is to seek a court order. Third point, I agree with John that contacting the real estate companies is meaningless. You don't have any leverage against them, and it's just a request that if they respond to it, fine. But there's nothing you can do if they don't. The fourth thing is code enforcement can be an effective leverage given the fact, and I think it's appropriate to warn, step two, get the notice of violation, and then work up to step three, the citation for the third violation. You can change that if you want. That's usually what I see in other jurisdictions. It's kind of a courtesy at first, but once you get to the civil fee, it's $50 a day for every day that nuisance continues. and that's kind of tricky in my mind, because how do you, if they take the can in on the third day, what if they got $100 worth of fines? I don't know. I'm not focused on that at the present time. But if this matter is primarily a problem with rental properties, and if the code makes the owner of the property as responsible for the resident of the property for code enforcement purposes, and if you thought it was cost beneficial, which I'll address at the end of my comments, then your ultimate leverage is to characterize it as a nuisance, go through the code enforcement loops again one more time because you characterize it as a different violation, and then seek a court order allowing you to abate that nuisance in whatever way that you think you could, which is to, and when you abate, when you get that court order abating the nuisance, it's just like we did with graffiti and light. If you have to spend time and resources on it, you charge for that as part of your abatement cost, and you end up establishing that as a lien on the property. I've had tremendous success with obtaining court orders of abatement orders from the court. And in one instance, the legal fees were reimbursed a couple of years later when the property was sold. In another instance, I got an immediate payout once I presented the order from the U.S. Marshals Service on a forfeited drug property up in Brunswick County, just across the bridge that we all know what I'm talking about. But there's a cost-benefit there, because you got to go to court. And certainly the legal fees are a sensitive matter. But that is, in my opinion, based on my experience, that's the ultimate remedy in code enforcement. And with the establishment of recovering your fees and cost as a lien, you will get it back eventually. So of all the possible scenarios that are on the table, to me, that has the most impact if you find that it's cost beneficial, perhaps over the long run. Otherwise, I don't think there's anything out there that's going to give you the traction that you're looking for to make the problem go away. Any questions?
Well, so first you said going on their property. The trash cans are on the public right away, not on their property.
And it's cutting a fine line, but
the public right-of-way is not a fine line in my head. Maybe it's yours, but...
No, what I'm saying is, all right, you... What happens then? Okay, it's on the right-of-way, maybe you take a picture, you tape it. What happens if somebody... It's risk management, and it's probably hypothetically very low. But what happens if that property owner says, I'm going to go ahead and sue you for unlawful search and seizure, and it's... He said, you said, that's what I mean about the fine line. It could, unless you could really, I think if you...
So they're going to sue us for picking up trash? I mean, so here's the thing for me. These people are, the problem that we're having is really two problems. One, we have an ordinance that says from 5 p.m. the day before your pickup until the next morning, I don't know what time, on the day after your pickup, your cans are not supposed to be out. Right? That's the first one, right? So I want to make sure I get the two problems clearly defined. That's problem number one. So for that problem, the solution is you put their can back on their property if we wanted to solve it, which I don't think we want to solve that one. We want people to fix it. So we'll start finding people for that. The second one and the bigger problem in my mind is they don't have sufficient cans for their trash. And so they pile it up on the public right-of-way with their trash can. And that's why Public Works has a problem, and that's why the Building Inspection Department gets calls for these properties, because there's trash in bags, or not even in bags, piled around in a big pile on the public right-of-way in front of properties. That's the real problem.
Curious question. How can the resident, what's the resident supposed to do?
Get another can or generate less trash.
And they getting the other can is from the town, from Public Works?
That's correct. They pay for the can and they get charged for two cans, just like I do at my property, because I have college kids that come down because of my kids. So I have two cans. My monthly water bill has two cans on it, and I pay for two cans. And that's what they can pay for a third can. I assume every can after the first one's at the second rate. I don't know if we even considered that.
No, we did, yeah. Every one after the first.
Yeah, so if they needed five cans, they have to be able to store them on their property. They could have five cans, right? And so that's why this an issue of the properties that are the problem either need to buy sufficient cans or get fined, right? And once that starts happening, I hope when we fine, we tell them, here's your option, right? You can either tell people to generate less trash, which your rental property, you're not going to do that, or you can have them get enough cans and figure out how you put them properly on your property. But the town could, which I'm not advocating this because Public Works is such a small department, and in the summertime we don't have the resources to do this. We could do a special drive around if the building inspector called us and charged them, instead of $50, $100 for the pickup. But that's not efficient for our work if we do that, right? I don't think. We want them to use cans, because we're going to hurt some Public Works guy on a big, heavy bag instead of using the lift that we bought to protect our Public Works employees. That's why we have those cans, because the truck lifts the can, not the employee. That's what we want. I'm not saying I know the answer. I just want to make sure and frame the problem for all of us to consider, right? So the issue is, it's on public property. I understand your point. If we're putting their cans up, we could get in trouble with going on that property, but I don't think that's the big problem. The big problem is the trash on public property and how to address that, in my mind.
I agree.
And in Public Works' mind. And I think an escalating fine may be the right answer. I don't know that it would, but you know, $50 the first time, and then the very next week, the next renters hose you, and now you're paying $100, and then you're paying. Eventually, that becomes painful. May take a while.
Well, they're equal problems in my eye.
Okay, fair enough.
First of all,
okay.
We don't want to see garbage piled up over all around the garbage can, and second of all, we don't want to see an empty garbage can sit beside the road for the rest of the week.
That's right. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. If it was escalating 3-1, I think they might tell their renters, okay, we're going to charge you if you don't bring the garbage can back in. It's not that much work.
We have approximately 450 rental properties. This problem isn't small. That's probably about 25% of the structures in town are rental structures. Therefore, I would like to push this off until we have a little time to think about it in more detail, maybe with staff, but I don't think we can conclude it this evening. But it's a problem that will carry forward here, so we can think it through.
Yeah, I'd like to see staff come back with a proposal for us to look at, the recommendation of what they recommend to us.
Well, we should give them some inputs too.
Yeah, then we give them
whoever thinks of a good idea.
Input. This is not a new problem. I mean, we fight it every single year.
Yeah, so. I agree. Right. Yeah.
I feel like we're affected sometimes, more often than not. I feel like we're, you know, fighting a losing battle.
Word.
I mean, Jim has provided an interesting solution with the support of the court. So
I'm not encouraging that or recommending it. I'm simply pointing it out.
Yes, no problem. So, okay. So let's move on, and we'll come up with a solution to this as we move towards our next meeting. Unless somebody has a real firm position I want to take and propose. I guess not. Okay, moving on. That concludes the agenda.
Al's got the add-on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely correct. Go ahead, Al.
Mayor, we moved off the consent agenda the approval of the bike ped committee to attend the bike walk transportation summit, and that was before Cindy was placed on the committee. This summit was originally for a couple people off the committee to go to Winston-Salem or some Winston-Salem for a actual conference, but since it's virtual, we can pay for all our people within the budgeted amount of money.
So we need to add that. We need to get Cindy's information and send it in and change that number from $300 to $350. And that's for Mo's membership or application being paid for through a foundation that she's involved with. But that's for the rest of the committee and myself to do the summit. And I think Nikki and Sean are going to do it also, so to get involved. So
okay.
Change that number from $300 to $350 for the bike walk summit.
Okay.
Make that as a motion.
Any questions on that, gentlemen?
Make a motion. We increase it to $350 to allow attendance by the entire committee.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Got it, Mom. Okay. Moving on to updates. I have no specific updates beyond what I have added to the agenda. So other commissioners, Commissioner Ellen, you have anything to add tonight?
Nothing.
Commissioner Oliver?
No, sir, nothing.
Commissioner Whitley?
Craig and I will be meeting with the new colonel at Matsu Friday at 2, just kind of a virtual meet and greet, and probably talk about some of the outstanding issues we have out there.
Commissioner Hagler?
No, nothing. All's good.
Okay. All right. I will now accept a motion to go into closed session.
I'm approved. Motion to go into closed session as in General Statutes 143-318-11 to discuss the personnel.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Go into closed session. Have a motion to return to open meeting.
Make a motion we return to open meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. David, so, yeah, give us a summary.
Yeah, so personnel matter was discussed. No action was taken in closed session on the personnel matter. Make a motion we close.
Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Adjourned.